Good afternoon, Little Saigon, Seattle. Good afternoon to the people who live with the walruses on the rookeries of northern Greenland. Good afternoon to the people that live below the oceans and above the sky. Good afternoon to the satellites orbiting the Earth. And good afternoon, or good evening, and good morning to all of you out there in space. It's, yeah, January the 15th. Good afternoon to the people of the desert. Good afternoon to the mountain people and to the whiskey folk of Toronto. Yeah, it's January the 15th, Friday, 2021, and it's right around 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So depending upon where you are, east or west, it's either the afternoon, or it's the evening, or it's the day, or it's the morning, right? That's how it usually works, right? Right? Yeah, I'm trying to learn new chords, and, you know, that C-H-O-R-D-S, chords. You know, there are many chords you can play on a piano. Technically, I think a chord is any two or more keys played at the same time, right? Like this? That's a terrible chord. That sounds okay. That's better, but not as good as this. That sounds better, doesn't it, as a chord goes? But you got to have more than three or four chords. And the problem is that even though I had plenty of time to properly learn this keyboard in the last year, I had equal amounts of hopelessness and despair and disgust and anger and rage to counteract any amount of interest in trying to improve myself or expand myself. And my hands are becoming nothing more than scrumblies. And I should probably just start lopping off my hands, my fingers, probably pretty soon, you know, for the protein. What is doubt? D-O-U-B-T, doubt. You know doubt, if you're a Christian, you know about doubting Thomas, wanting to check out the wounds of the risen Christ. Yeah, that's doubt. Doubt can also manifest itself as a loss of faith. That's kind of like Peter. You know when Jesus said, "You'll deny me a few times before the cock crows." That's a kind of doubt, too, that manifests itself as a lack of faith, you know? And then there's the doubt we have when we walk down the street. You know, we walk down the street and we see someone walking towards us. And the question is, who is this person, the stranger? In former times, we would check out their face and say, are they smiling? Because 9 times out of 10, if the motherfucker's smiling, probably not a threat, right? But then again, you never know. Doubt is a question mark. Doubt is a hesitation. Doubt is looking into the mirror of your own desperation and recognizing nothing. Doubt is an empty book. Doubt is a painting that's been destroyed. Doubt is a careless lover that leaves her phone by the remote control. Unlocked, so you can see tweets from her lover. Doubt is when you go to that, that seafood-themed restaurant 2,000 miles from any fucking sea. You know, we're asked to believe a lot of things right now. For example, I went for a walk yesterday and I saw tons of construction work. Now, yes, about 3 out of 4 of the construction workers paid lip service to wearing the mask, but the mask doesn't actually do anything other than suffocate you. So it's weird. You've got that lingering question in your head. Why the fuck is everything so shut down, but the construction never stops? That's called doubt. And it enters into your head like a worm eating away because you know you've been lied to. And that's no fun, isn't it? They tell you they went to the moon, and then they stop going. They stop going almost immediately after they started going. That's a little weird. I mean, they started, in 1968 with the first orbital mission? Then they stopped, in 1972? That's only about 4 years, right? 4 years of going to the moon, and then we stop. And then they tell you, many decades later, they forgot how they did that. Where were you last night? I don't know, honey. I was out with friends. Where were you the night before? I don't know, honey. I was out with friends. But at some point in time, you start doubting, right? We forgot how we went to the moon. There's a pandemic, but construction never stops. Cats and tigers and pumpkins and all kinds of random shit is testing positive for the COVID, but not dogs. That's weird, isn't it? A little bit fucking weird. Lions, tigers, bed, you know, lions, tigers, bears, house cats, Coca-Cola cans, and pumpkins, but not dogs. That's weird. The turnip hustlers swiggle and swizzle their drinks at Charlie's off of 14th. They're biding their time with the sunset hookers and the brilliant bartenders and the miserable freaks that guzzle the unction of northern wines. Terrible twins, mad barbarians moving their armies from Ballard to Maple Leaf, consequence three eating at the dog park. Frantic moms too tired for their husband's excuse. What is the noise you hear in the background? Is that a person running up the stairs with a baseball bat with two or three carpentry nails driven through it? He came home late again, didn't he? Or did he even make it home? Are you going to call and find out what happened to him, or you just don't fucking care? What did you expect, woman? What did you expect, man? A careful study of lynx fur will reveal a path between the ground that is wet and the volcanic hearts of torrid masses filled with cocaine water and PCP wine. Do you have a sense of doubt? So, a long time ago, in the year, let's say 2010, right around the time of something called the flash crash, you remember the flash crash, that accidental delta, it was like 1,000 points or something in a few seconds. It was because somebody fat-fingered a button or pushed the wrong lever, but from that day onward, it seemed like around 3 p.m., 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, between the years, 2010 and really forever, it seems like something magically happens in the stock market. Not every day, not every day. You have to maintain the pseudo-illusion. But But don't you have a sense of doubt about the levitation? You know how they told you it was a market and markets find clearing prices? What they didn't tell you is that if you can magically infect the market with, you know, make-believe monopoly money, you can do anything you want to. Which means there is no market. Which means the market itself is an illusion. In 2010, I came to that conclusion. It was obvious to me. And at that moment, Dr. Freckles, who was merely an unconscious fear of my own self, you know, whatever, failings as a blah, 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 Dr. Freckles, who lived in my unconscious and poked at me with, you know, hot pokers, he came into existence the day of the flash crash. Because I had a sense of doubt, but I wasn't willing to go all the way. Not like your girlfriend last night, you know, when she said she was gonna go, yeah, hang out with friends and play poker. Well, she did. She hung out with friends and played poker. So the time goes forward, and I find myself working on a contract at Costco, Costco headquarters in Issaquah, in the summer of 2012. What a glorious summer. The summer that, yeah, not, actually, it was the summer that preceded my sister dying of cancer. So it wasn't really a great summer. It was a pretty shitty summer, actually. But it was a great summer for being mindfucked. And Costco headquarters is one giant mindfuck. They had this thing called pink noise. And you say, Dan, what's pink noise? Other than probably giving people brain cancer after 5 years? Pink noise amounted to creating these kinds of cones of silence. So unless you were right next to somebody, you couldn't hear what somebody was saying, right? And that's good news, right? Because we don't want people hearing what people are saying. That's what the pink noise is for. But it gave me headaches and made me feel sick, but it was a job, and I was getting paid. And when you're getting paid for some kind of fucking job, to buy food, to buy Grumbus, whatever your reasons, you do what you gotta do, right? Until you can no longer stomach it. At the time, I was posting crap on MarketWatch.com. And so if you were on the comment threads of MarketWatch.com in the summer of 2012, specifically June, July 2012, you might have remembered my bullshit. And indeed, I posted giant green penises coming up from the grass. I called them green shoots because they kept talking about green shoots. Green shoots here, green shoots there. In 2010, now Dr. Jill Biden's husband is president, but back then he was just Dr. Jill Biden's husband, vice president. But back then, in 2010, he went on a tour of America about shovel-ready jobs. You remember that? The summer of 2010, recovery summer? That was interesting. Did you doubt it as you saw the hookers multiply in Aurora? I did. Did you doubt it as you read a paper from a non-conservative institution called the World Food Program that basically said the printing of money was starving billions of people to death? Did you doubt it, or did you like Biden going around the country telling people about green shoots and shovel-ready jobs, you know, and other kinds of notorious bullshit? What did you think? So at the time, on MarketWatch, there were these guys who were trolling people from a website I'd never heard of called Zero Hedge. Yeah, they were trolling people and, oh shit, you know, you shouldn't be on MarketWatch, Dr. Freckles. They'll ban you. They'll shadow ban you. They'll do all kinds of bullshit. I've been down that road before, but I was a sucker for punishment, so I kept going for a few more years, right? So I decided to visit Zero Hedge eventually, and here's what I found out. They were just another kind of bullshit waiting to happen. For the last year, Zero Hedge has had one fucking article after another fear-mongering the pandemic. But like I said, in the last year, I've noticed a few things. One, the construction never stops. Is that because there's a magical Pez dispenser of construction workers? Two, dogs don't seem to get the COVID. At least I haven't read any articles about that yet. Like I said, Coke cans, Toyota Corollas, you know, baboons and house cats and tigers and bears and lions, they all get the COVID, but not dogs. That's a little weird, isn't it? A Coke can gets the COVID, but not the dog. But what if the actual simplest answer, if we're going to use Occam's razor here, what if the simplest answer is this is bullshit? The whole thing is bullshit. There might be some kind of virus they released. I have no fucking clue. But in terms of actual people dying, they're not dying from the COVID. They're dying from suicides. They're dying from cancer. They're dying from untreated diabetes, heart disease. They are dying, and I think in rest homes and retirement homes, they're being killed in places like New York. But no one's going to investigate. You know why? Because people will believe bullshit. They will believe that Lindbergh flew a fucking plane across the Atlantic, and less than a decade later, there were daily flights. But at the same time, they'll believe we went to the moon a few times and then stopped going. Why? Oh, it's just too expensive. Well, the problem is, I was told how amazing technology was as a kid. So what's true? This technology's amazing and brings down the prices and shit? Or maybe they fucking lied. What's the simplest explanation? That you go to the moon a few times in a row and then stop going and then forget how you fucking went? And then you have engineers, NASA engineers, on video telling people, well, we got to figure out how to get through the Van Allen belt. Well, shit. And I have to say this. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. In my time machine in 1972, I'd say don't fucking worry about it. Because in less than 50 years, special effects, digital video, all the stuff you'll need, all the animation tricks you'll need to convince people that something that is bullshit is true will exist. So just wait 50 years. And then you can support SpaceX and Blue Horizon and all kinds of other monkey fuck bullshit and put it on TV and convince people it's real. Because most people won't doubt it. Why would they? Remember, your girlfriend last night, she was hanging out with friends playing poker. Yeah, in 2012, Zero Hedge whores, scumbags, were going around MarketWatch telling people, come to the free land, the free place called Zero Hedge. It turned out to be another kind of bullshit. Zero Hedge might be the last place you end up before you recognize that it's pretty much all lies, but it is the last place. Everything before that is some other deeper lie, and at least you can tell yourself that. Well, Dan, at least I get to see articles on there that I would never see anywhere else. Really? Like Caitlin Johnstone telling you to fucking, what, be free, but remember the COVID is real? Yeah, I love those fucking articles. Oh, Peter Schiff telling you, yeah, America's screwed, but put your money in Europe. Those articles are great. What are the articles you're talking about? Are you talking about Harry Dent's predictions that turned out to be total bullshit? Are you talking about the fourth turning, which turns out to be a rationalization for crapola? What the fuck are you talking about? Are you talking about the fear mongers, the doomsday mongers who constantly tell you about their crypto project and why you should invest? Can you use your logic? Can you connect A and B? If someone is telling you everything's falling apart, there'll be no electricity, there'll be no reliable water, there'll be no food, but yeah, go ahead and mine Bitcoin with me. Do you have any sense of doubt that you're being lied to? Yeah, I don't know, folks. I wasn't sure how long of a podcast this would be because I still go to Zero Hedge. I still go there. I comment there because it is the only thing left to look at where maybe 5 or 6% is not total bullshit. But the last year, it seems like every fucking day you get a fear-mongering story. And then people say, well, holy shit, how did we end up here? I don't know, Zero Hedge. Maybe you're one of the fucking reasons. Maybe you perpetuated the lie. Maybe you were paid to perpetuate the lie. Oh, damn, that's crazy. The government doesn't pay journalists. Are you fucking kidding? Do your own research. There was a German journalist just a few years ago, although he's probably dead now from the COVID. Do you doubt it? But this German journalist pointed out he got payments from the CIA. Have you ever heard of, the Defense Reauthorization Act, the NDAA, the thing they do every year? Well, a number of years ago, it was voted in that the government could pay for propaganda. The government could pay for lies. That's a matter of record. If you're interested, if you wanted to look, if you want to take your blinders off, there is nothing that prevents the government from paying people to produce bullshit and call it journalism. Nothing. And if you think it's their ethics that prevents them, holy fuck, are you stupid. I'm sorry, that's where I'm at today. But Dan, the government's too ethical to pay journalists, really? I'm not even going to respect that kind of thought. I'm just going to say it's bullshit. They will pay journalists to tell whatever stupid fucking story they want them to. They will pay Hollywood directors to come up with bullshit stories as a pretext for war. They will pay experts in illusion to convince you that lies are truth, to convince you that the truth is a lie. Tell you. I don't know what to say. If the word doubt doesn't appeal to you because you think it's scary, if the word doubt seems too pessimistic or too skeptical, that's fine. If you want to believe in 2010 there was a recovery summer as the number of prostitutes on Aurora seemed to multiply exponentially, you can believe that bullshit. If you want to believe the flash crash in 2010 was some random fucking crooked accident, believe that bullshit if you want to. If you think the stock market or whatever represents some real market where clearing prices are allowed, feel free to believe that bullshit. But don't come to people like me when all that shit falls apart and complain. Don't. Because eventually every fucking Ponzi scheme fails. Every single one. Every monument to deception, every tower of lies collapses eventually. You might not live long enough to see it here, but I promise you they all collapse. No amount of pink noise, no amount of paid journalists, no amount of COVID fear-mongering, you know, over pumpkins and Coke cans and tigers that get the COVID. No amount of that shit prevents the inevitable. A monument of deception will fall. It only takes some time. Sometimes it takes generations because people love their lies. They do. It's not an accident that one of the Ten Commandments is do not lie. Do not bear false witness. It is not an accident that the Lord in heaven doesn't like lies. It's not. Because you can say, well, lies are no big deal. It's just a little lie. And in many cases, that's true. But actually, it becomes a kind of disease. The self-deception, and then the mutual deception, and then going on Facebook and telling people, oh, isn't it great? I went and got tacos with Beyond Meat the other day, and it almost tasted like meat, maybe. I'm just trying to be positive, Dan, okay? Okay. So have a great Friday. This is a weird podcast, a strange one. I'm in a strange mood. Today was a weird day in a lot of ways. The sky was almost blue this afternoon. It's still kind of almost clear. I didn't see any observable spraying, but that doesn't mean they weren't spraying. I just couldn't see it. My narrow window to the north. I had a great sense of quiet today, as if something was on hold, as if the whole world were holding its breath. And then I read an article about how Dr. Jill Biden's husband, who will be president for a few months until he dies, I read that this dude had said, you know, we're going to have to wear the mask for 100 days to flatten what? To flatten the population? To flatten hope? To flatten joy? To flatten the world? Dr. Jill Biden's husband says we gotta flatten the curve. Only 100 days of wearing that mask, man. So have a happy Friday, okay? Make sure to go to, yeah, go to Harriet and Marie's off of 12th Avenue, not far from Dr. Grunkus's alleyway, not far from where I get my treatments. Go there and ask for the Friday night special. They won't make you wear a mask there because it's real there. They only worry about real things like herpes and gentle crabs and syphilis and hepatitis. Yeah. Ask for the Friday night special. Tell them Dan sent you.